The information where unknown forces struck the edge of ecology.
The threats of 5G. It's the 15th of May 2019. I'm in Hove in East Sussex, standing by two old phone boxes which don't get much use nowadays. We wonder why. That's because of the impact of modern mobile technology, which has become ubiquitous since the 1980s. However, there is now a new threat, if you think of it as a threat, we're going to find out in a minute, called 5G. This is the fifth generation of mobile phone technology. I'm with some campaigners here. They have a very detailed leaflet they're giving out today about the subject. But I want to talk to them a bit more casually about how the subject comes over to them and what their worries are and what they're trying to achieve today. So hi, welcome to the information.
Hello.
Hi, so what's your worry about this 5G? Isn't it a wonderful new technology that we can all zap a video to each other and stuff instantly and not care about anything else? Is that the idea?
Well, it's being sold as that. It's being sold as being green and environmentally good and saving the planet and doing all these weird and wonderful things, smart cities, etc. But actually it has a huge downside in terms of our health. There's been a lot of issues in the media about security, about the Huawei connection with China, all of this. That is also a concern, but we're here really today about the massive health impacts that this technology could have.
What are those health impacts? Because surely it's been sold as a product to consumers, surely that would all be safety tested, you'd have thought.
There is no safety testing. Is no safety testing. We have seen videos of US senators questioning the heads of the telecommunication companies who have admitted there has been zero safety testing. This is not the same as 4G. This is a total different set of technologies that uses frequencies which were formerly from the military. Mm-hmm. It uses pulsing microwaves. These would be spaced very, very close together in a grid in our streets, on most of our street lamps. We could not turn them off at night. Personally, I do not consent to this, but this is another issue that we have not been asked for our consent, and there has been no information given.
And is this coming out soon? Is this happening soon, or is it years and years ahead?
The infrastructure is going up here in Brighton and Hove daily with new devices and new masts, new antenna coming up everywhere. The council is not giving out information, so it's really not good enough.
So your leaflet today,
concerning.
Yeah, you're putting these in shops and giving them out to the public. Is it to try and just get awareness? Get awareness of this to everybody as widely as you can, really, at the moment. So here's another campaigner with the group. This is Tony. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the information. What's your concern about 5G in particular?
I think there's many concerns about 5G. We already know that the current radiation levels aren't safe with the 3G, 4G and Wi-Fi. There's already people developing cancer from them. Anxiety, depression, heart problems, heart arrhythmias, that's been associated with the smart meters when they've been installed in America. And the 5G is just going to add another layer of radiation on top of all that. Mm-hmm. And it uses much higher frequencies. And the higher the frequency, the more biologically destructive it is. And these frequencies were actually used as a military weapon by the Americans. They called it the active denial system.
Oh, really?
And when they tested it on crowds of people, it made them feel like their skin was burning. Because apparently your sweat glands and your skin act like tiny antennae, and they pick up the radiation and then they transmit it straight into your body. So it becomes extremely dangerous and penetrating. And no official health studies have been carried out to prove that 5G is safe, and yet the military has been carrying out all these tests to prove how dangerous it is as a weapon.
So if it sounds like a naive way to put it, but if they know this, that the manufacturers, why don't they just develop something better? I mean, aren't they going to get loads of complaints and maybe class action suits against them and suing them for lots of money in the future? What do you think? I mean, it seems very unwise for them to launch a product like this. Is it an agenda, or are they compliant, do you think, or just stupid?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, these businesses are just in it to make money, and yet no insurance company will insure them against damages. Lloyd's of London has decided all radiation and wireless technology is too dangerous to insure. The risk is just too great. And if Lloyd's of London won't insure it, no insurance company will insure it. And already some documents have been released. I'm not sure if they're leaks or hacks, but documents have come from some of the big telecommunications companies stating that they are aware that they are going to be liable for class action lawsuits in the near future because of wireless technology. And so you have to question what their strategy is. But I think what we're seeing is the same as we saw here with the cigarette companies, that they knew it was dangerous for years. I think at least 20 years before it was officially acknowledged, they knew that cigarettes caused cancer, and they did everything they could to divert public opinion and to pay off scientists to say it wasn't dangerous, and to prepare themselves. Their business model seems to be just to carry on for as long as possible, as long as they can make money out of it. And then when it does become no longer publicly acceptable, they just move on to something else.
We're in a very green road here. This is right by Hove Town Hall, and a very civic area. Beautiful trees along here. I have heard that trees are cut down in some places to have these signals to actually spread, because apparently they don't go round corners or something like that. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I have been reading about that, because the frequencies are so high, the wavelengths are very short, and the shorter wavelengths don't travel very far, which is why they're going to need so many antennae. Some people say there'll be an antennae on every telephone pole and street lamp on every street in the city. And trees and vegetation interfere with the signal, so they've been cutting trees down all across the country. And I know in Ireland they've had a lot of trees cut down. It's been happening all across the world, really. And that's another terrible thing about 5G, that we're going to lose a lot of our trees and a lot of our wildlife. It's all supposed to have been killing insects and birds as well. I've heard about one test they did in Denmark of 5G when a flock of birds all started screaming and all fell to the ground.
Okay, well, what can our listeners do to learn more or to help the campaign against this? You have a leaflet. Are there some contact details on there, or a website or anything we can look at?
Yes, there are. I'm putting together a document trying to gather all the most useful information. And if anyone wants to look at that, the address is tinyurl.com/howtostop5G. And that's a capital G at the end.
And Tony, there's a website, is that about this 5G subject you've got there?
Yes, there is. It's www.vigiliae.org.
If we Google 5G, we like to find lots of information about the subject online, including this episode quite possibly, but other independent stuff and various groups fighting it, I hope there are. Or is this really a spearhead for a new campaign, would you say?
You can find a lot, but I wouldn't recommend using Google, because they're starting to censor a lot of the sites which criticise and expose the dangers of 5G. One good place to search is a website called 5G Exposed, and they have their own search engine where you can search the site, and they accumulate thousands of different articles on there, so it's a good place to start.
Tony, it's been great to talk to you. Good luck with your leafleting today.
Thank you very much.
The information where unknown forces struck the edge of ecology.